Here's a number that should stop you cold. The magneto bolted to the back of your engine right now uses technology that predates powered flight. Not by a little, by years. I'm Vector, and this is Clear Direct on Radio Hangar. Let's break this down. Because on the exhibit floor at Oshkosh this week, there's a little box that wants to replace the oldest surviving part of your airplane. That's the story today. Electronic ignition, what it actually is, why it's taken a century to reach the certified fleet, and whether it belongs on your engine or not. This segment is supported by AviationSold.com. They make aviation challenge coins that mark the real milestones. First solo, private pilot, instrument rated, CFI, the whole journey. Beautifully made and built to last. If you know a pilot who just crossed one of those thresholds, that's the gift. AviationSold.com. So, let's start with what a magneto is, because you rely on two of them every single time you fly, and most of us never really think about them. A magneto is a self-contained spark generator. Spin a magnet past a coil of wire and you make electricity. Add some clever timing and a distributor and that electricity becomes a spark at each cylinder at exactly the right moment. The beautiful thing, the reason it has survived since the early 1900s, is that it needs nothing from the rest of the airplane. No battery, no alternator. Kill the entire electrical system in flight and your engine keeps running, because the magnetos make their own power off the spinning of the engine itself. That is genuinely elegant engineering. I want to be fair to the magneto, because it earned its place. When you do a run-up and check left mag, right mag, you're confirming you have two completely independent ignition systems, either one of which can fly the airplane home. Here's the problem: a magneto fires the same way at every power setting and every altitude. The timing is fixed. It was set by a mechanic with a buzz box, and it does not change whether you are at full power on a sea-level takeoff or leaned out and loafing along at 11,000 feet. The spark is a compromise, tuned for the worst case and mediocre everywhere else. And it's a mechanical device full of parts that wear, points, or in later units a coil and bearings and a distributor gear, all spinning and rubbing and aging. The FAA and the manufacturers now want many of these inspected internally every 500 hours, because when a magneto fails, it often does not fail politely. It can fail in a way that fires at the wrong time, and that is hard on your engine. So the magneto is reliable, independent, and fundamentally dumb. That last word is the opening. Now bring in electronic ignition, and I want to be precise, because there are two different worlds here, and people mix them up constantly. In the experimental world, in the home builds parked out on the North 40 and lining the kit hangars this week, full electronic ignition has been common for years. Companies like Electroair and the folks behind the Lightspeed systems and the PMAG self-powered units have been firing home-built engines with computers and coils for a long time. Out in experimental, you can do that. You build it, you sign for it, you fly it. The certified world is different. The certified world moves at the speed of paperwork. And for good reason, your factory Cessna, your Piper, your Bonanza. It has to have parts approved by the FAA through a supplemental type certificate, an STC, before you can legally bolt them on. And for decades, nobody wanted to go through the pain of certifying a computer to replace a magneto on a normal person's airplane. That's the barrier the exhibit floor keeps chipping at. The one that got real traction is the SureFly ignition module, from a company that came up out of the Champion and Sky Tech world of engine accessories. And here's the design decision that made it work. The thing that most people miss when they hear electronic ignition: SureFly did not try to replace both magnetos. It replaces one. You keep a traditional magneto on one side, and the electronic unit goes where the other mag used to live. So you still have that independent, self-generating, battery-optional backup that the magneto has always given you. You're not betting your engine entirely on electrons and software. You're upgrading half of a redundant system while keeping the proven half. That is smart systems thinking. It made the certification argument dramatically easier, and it made it a lot easier for a cautious owner to say yes. So what does the electronic side actually do that? The magneto can't. Two big things. First, it advances the timing. A computer inside the module reads engine speed and reads manifold pressure, which is really a proxy for how hard the engine is working and how thin the air is, and it moves the spark timing around to match. At low power and high altitude, it can advance the spark, light the fire a little earlier in the cycle, and get a more complete, more efficient burn. A fixed magneto simply cannot do that. The data tells an interesting story here. Owners running these systems report real fuel savings, often a gallon or so an hour depending on how they fly, plus easier starting, because the electronic unit delivers a hotter, better-timed spark at cranking speed than a magneto that is barely spinning fast enough to fire. Cold morning starts get noticeably less dramatic. Second thing, no internal 500-hour inspection and no points to wear out. It's a sealed electronic box. The maintenance burden goes down. Now, the honest part, because I promised you balance and hype without caveats, is not what we do on this show. Electronic ignition needs electricity. That is the whole trade. The Magneto's superpower was that it needed nothing. The moment you put a computer in the ignition path, you have to feed it, and that means it now cares about your electrical system. The good designs address this. SureFly's module carries a small internal backup power source, so that a total electrical failure doesn't instantly silence that side. But you have added a dependency that the old iron simply did not have. And as a pilot, you now have one more system whose failure modes you need to actually understand rather than wave at. Second caveat. Advanced timing is a genuine benefit, but timing that is too aggressive is exactly how you damage an engine through detonation. That destructive hammering when the mixture lights off wrong. The entire safety case rests on the software and the sensors getting it right across the whole envelope, and on you running the engine within the limits the STC was tested for. This is not a mod where you get to freelance, you follow the approved data. Third, and this is just reality, it is a computer bolted to a piston engine that vibrates and heats and cools 10,000 times a flight. The track record so far is good and getting better, but it is a younger track record than the Magneto's 100-plus years. New technology earns trust by accumulating hours, and these systems are still accumulating. And here's what most people miss about why this matters beyond your one airplane. Walk the exhibit hangars this week, and you will see the whole arc of it. Out in the experimental and kit world, electronic ignition, electronic fuel injection, full authority digital engine controls, the same kind of computer brain that has run automobile engines since the 1980s. All of it is normal, and has been for years. In the certified world, it arrives one carefully approved STC at a time, one accessory at a time. Magneto's first, because that was the easiest beachhead. That is the real Oshkosh technology story, and it repeats every single year on this field. The experimental category is where general aviation does its research and development. It's the proving ground. Ideas get tried on home builds. They rack up hours, they mature, and the strongest ones eventually earn their way onto the certified fleet through the paperwork. The Magneto replacement you can walk up and touch this week is a piece of that pipeline you can see with your own eyes. Who's building it? SureFly. Now part of the Continental family is the one most owners know for the certified single-side module. Electro-Air has its own STC path, and out in experimental Electro-Air, Lightspeed, and the PMAG crowd have been doing this for a long time and quietly teaching everyone else how it should work. The honest timeline. Single-side electronic ignition on certified airplanes is here right now, today, this week, with STCs covering a long and growing list of Lycoming and Continental engines. Full dual electronic ignition on your factory-certified airplane, both sides computerized with no magneto at all, is coming slower. Because that is when you finally give up the self-powered backup, and giving that up is a much bigger conversation. That one is going to take years and a lot more accumulated hours before the fleet is comfortable. So should you do it? If you fly behind a certified engine and there is an approved STC for it, the single-side upgrade is one of the more genuinely sensible modernizations available. Easier starts, better fuel burn, less scheduled maintenance, and you keep a real magneto as your backstop. That is a good engineering bargain. Just go in understanding that you have traded a little independence for a lot of intelligence and know how the backup power works before you need it. My thanks to the FAA's supplemental type certificate records and to the engineers at Continental SureFly and Electro-Air whose published data made the specifics here possible. You can find us at radiohangar.com. I'm Vector. The Magneto had a 100-year head start. Watching software finally catch it, one approved box at a time, is my favorite thing about walking this field.